The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. And yep, it really is Bob Burney. I want to thank my guest hosts while I was gone. I understand every one of them did just an exceptional job. Aaron Baer, Tim Throckmorton, and Chris Long, who sat in the chair behind this microphone for me. I appreciate very, very much their willingness to go on the air and, again, to do such an excellent job. I knew the program would be in good hands while I was gone, and it certainly was. Yesterday, we pulled in Eric Metaxas off the satellite. And I was able to listen to just a little bit of the Metaxas program yesterday, and it was excellent as well. So, and to everyone here at WRFD, Jeff across the glass from me, and everyone who kept things just running smoothly while I was gone, I appreciate it very much. But very, very happy to be back on the air. And I thank you for your prayers and your support while I was away in Indonesia. Something has come up while I was gone, something very, very important. A piece of legislation has been introduced in the Ohio House that I am in complete support of. But it's fascinating to see how the news media is reporting the contents of this bill. Now, it's a bill that would outlaw transgender surgery for children 18 years of old and younger. It is a common sense piece of legislation. It is. The side effects of the hormone therapy, the sex reassignment surgery on minors is incredibly negative, and so much of it is unknown. There is a growing group of people called detransitioners, and I've got a story about one of them that I'll share with you in just a few moments. But there are many, many, many people who have gone through the hormone therapy, the sexual reassignment surgery, the whole transitioning from one gender to another, who have regretted it. It has devastated their lives, and they are trying to go back to the gender of their birth. Well, it just makes common sense that when this is life-altering, life-changing, in many cases irreversible, and if it can be reversed, it is extremely difficult, that this could not be performed on minors. So anyway, the legislation has been introduced in the House of Representatives. It is called the Protect Vulnerable Children's Act. But I want you to hear what one of our local TV stations, I won't mention the one, which one it is, but one of our local TV stations should be ashamed of the headline in the way they reported it on their website. Here is the headline. New Ohio bill would punish doctors who help transgender children transition. Talk about bias. Let me read the headline again. New Ohio bill would punish doctors who help transgender children transition. Now, the whole purpose of the bill is to protect children. That's the purpose of the bill. But according to one of our local TV stations, and again, they should be ashamed, New Ohio bill would punish doctors who help transgender children transition. Now, contrast that with the way Fox News reported on this local legislation. Here is a headline from Fox News. Same piece of legislation, exactly the same story, but listen to their headline. Ohio Republicans introduce bill charging doctors with felonies for underage gender surgeries. Basically the same content, but a completely different slant. In the local TV station, the whole purpose is to punish doctors who are just trying to help children. Here's the story. Two Ohio lawmakers from Southern Ohio announced Tuesday they will introduce a bill that would restrict medical treatments for transgender children under the age of 18 by charging doctors who perform gender-altering procedures with a third-degree felony. Well, again, this is my personal opinion. This is common sense legislation. There is so much that is unknown. This is so new, medically speaking. This whole sex reassignment surgery for children is so new, and there is so much unknown that it is pure common sense that this should not happen to children under the age of 18. Can you think of any other life-altering decision that a 15-year-old is allowed to make, a 12-year-old is allowed to make, a 14-year-old is allowed to make? Now think about it. A minor cannot get their ears pierced without parental permission. Correct? A minor cannot get their ears pierced. A minor cannot get a tattoo without parental permission if they are indeed a minor. And yet, we are allowing children to make a decision that will alter their body, their emotions, their hormones for the rest of their lives. Even if they make a decision to detransition, it takes years and takes an incredible emotional toll. I have a story here. Headline, a detransitioner in agony recounts how gender doctors manipulated him into castration, hormones, etc. It is a 20-page article detailing a man, this is a pseudonym, it's not his real name, Marcus Fitz, who as a child began to have confusion about gender and so forth, went to a supposed gender expert who convinced this young man that because he had doubts about his sexuality, about his gender, he probably should become a woman, went through the hormone treatment, went through the surgery and so forth. And then when he became an adult, identifying as a woman, he realizes this is a terrible decision, that he was fooled into the surgery and so forth and has had to go through extensive surgery, hormone treatment to detransition, to go back to his original male identity. And it is an incredibly powerful story about how he felt that he was tricked as a young person into going through all of this surgery, and he was promised that he would feel fulfilled. He would feel like this was his real identity. And he is pleading with the medical profession to stop doing this to children. Well, this legislation here in Ohio would protect children. I am in support of it. I will be attempting to get a couple of the legislators on the air who are introducing this legislation so that they can give you their side rather than what the news media is reporting to you. So anyway, we will keep an eye on that and give you updates as this legislation is introduced in the House of Representatives and then its progression through the Ohio legislature. I have no idea how Governor Mike DeWine feels about this. We will try to get a statement from his office as well in the days ahead. All right, you are listening to Bob Burney Live. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We will return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. All right. I want to give you an opportunity to give an on-air tribute to your Valentine today. Oh, I've got all kinds of stories to cover, and I'm going to go through them. An Ohio school district has canceled all holiday parties, and you can just imagine the reason why. I've got that story for you. I've got Ohio news. I've got international news. I've got a lot of things to discuss with you today. But this is Valentine's Day, and I want to give you an opportunity to give a greeting to your Valentine. And listen to me, guys, especially guys. Hey, ladies, too. That's fine. But especially guys, listen up. Here's what you do. Call your wife or send her an email or a text and just say, hey, why don't you tune over to 880 AM? And if they say, why? So say, well, just do. Make sure they're listening and then give me a call. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I'll put you on the air and you can give a romantic greeting to your honey, to your Valentine. Yeah. So I want to give you that opportunity. Again, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And let me go first. I want to give a happy 53rd Valentine to my precious wife. And we just celebrated 50 years of marriage, but we have been Valentines. And we had to count it up last night. We're lying in bed. We're going, what Valentine is this? Well, we know it's more than 50. Is it 50? We figured it out. This is our 53rd Valentine together. And I'm telling you, God has given me the most wonderful, the most incredible, the most beautiful Valentine ever. And this is number 53 for us. Yeah, we're going out on a date later tonight. I actually made reservations before I went to Indonesia. Yep. But couldn't get in till 8:30 tonight, even though it was way over a week ago. But anyway, I know she's listening. I can't believe my wife listens every single day. And what a blessing that is to me. She is so incredibly supportive of me, taking trips around the world. This is, I think, Indonesia was my 33rd country to visit. And my dear, precious wife has been so supportive in all of these trips around the world. She has stayed home, kept the home fires burning, kept everything running smoothly, and has been just unbelievably supportive of me. So to my precious Valentine, my wife, Joy, happy, happy, happy 53rd Valentine's. Thank you for being my incredibly supportive, wonderful wife. Thank you. All right, now, guys and ladies, I want to open the phone lines for you. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. 877-262-5483. Give you an opportunity to give your Valentine a special greeting. All right. Here is the headline. Ohio School District cancels holiday parties. You ready? In an effort to be more inclusive. Who is it? Cuyahoga Falls. Yep. Here it is. The Cuyahoga Falls School District announced it will eliminate all holiday parties in the 2020 to 2021 school year. Quote, students are required by law to be at school each day, yet we create an environment that is not inclusive of many when we choose to celebrate specific holidays. The principal for Richardson Elementary School wrote in a letter to parents. The note said the schools will pardon me, not too much jet lag. Jet lag. The note said that schools will transition to more educational celebrations and activities. Oh, my goodness. We understand the frustration that the policies handed down from the district this week have caused much more of our parent community. The Richardson Elementary PTO posted on its Facebook page. We also see the place from where the district was coming from. There are many emotions running high on what some may see as a very silly thing to be upset over, and others see as the place to plant their flag of indignation. Well, if I was a parent in the Cuyahoga Falls school district, I would probably be planting a flag of indignation as well. One of the local TV stations up there says, we did contact Richardson Elementary, but the principal did not want to comment. The school is scheduled to have a friendship party today. Not Valentine's. No, 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 no. A friendship party. So there will be no Christmas. There will be no Hanukkah. No holiday celebrations at all in the Cuyahoga Falls School District. In order to provide inclusion. So, as usual, I say this all the time. Everything the liberal left touches, it destroys. So now, no holiday parties. They exclude all of the typical holidays, including the Christian holidays. They exclude the majority of the students in order to be more inclusive. So they exclude in order to include. The only place that makes sense is in the far left liberal mind. It's going to be interesting to see how the parents respond up in Cuyahoga Falls. All right, you're listening to Bob Brady Live. We'll be right back.